Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Well, it's been one heck of a journey so far, hasn't it? The changes that have already transpired in this past 12 weeks, well, they've taken our breath away. The ones to come may be even more astounding. How are we to most effectively understand, cope with, and optimize during such a period of rapidly successive disruption? We're talking about change on so many dimensions, all happening within a compressed time frame, and, well, frankly, that can overwhelm us. But it's also the nature of these changes that are confronting us with uncompromising choices. At a societal level, we've been slapped in the face, forcing us to wake up and confront our conscious biases, while also urging us to look deep within to discover any unconscious ones that are quietly ruddering our thinking and speaking and behavior. This same change confrontation has come and gone before in American society, but I'm convinced it's here to stay. And avoiding it, well, that just won't work. It's time to make changes. It's time to get to the bottom of this. On a professional level, each organization, well, they're also being confronted with the radical change to the workplace. The days of coming and going from the office 5 and 6 days a week, that's a thing of the past. Employees have a newly discovered voice in all of this, and they're speaking up. Protocols, processes, and production patterns are all changing, and leadership is confronted with its own reactions to this and how best to accommodate the employee shift while ensuring corporate resilience. All along the way, I keep asking firms if they're taking this period as a time for radical reinvention. Some are making intentional efforts to reorient themselves to the new reality of a changed landscape of market sectors. Others are going back to the drawing board to explore new approaches to the business of design. And still others are asking the hard questions regarding their relevance and whether what they're offering their clients is truly of value or only marginally so. As one who is privileged to look into so many organizations, I have a unique perspective. And I have to say, by and large, I see leading firms pressing in, adapting to change, and confronting what needs to be confronted. Change requires us to let go of things that perhaps we've been clinging to for far too long. In some cases, we've been holding on to habits, patterns, and behaviors for so long that we're not conscious of it. Like a shadow that's always with us, some things assimilate into our way of being and assume a position never intended to be given. Well, that's the point. We sometimes, through unconscious negligence, allow certain ways of thinking to become ingrained in our language and behavior. And by doing so, we irresponsibly allow such falseness to become part of our identity. We never intended it to be that way, but it's that allowance that has altered us. As a leader, are you allowing things into your way of leading that, well, they just shouldn't be there? Perhaps it's a perspective about others that's colored your interaction with them in a negative way. Or perhaps it's an adopted use of language that's become so part of your day-to-day vocabulary that you're unconscious of the negative impact it's having on others. So many dimensions of being human are complex. And when leading others, it's not only your own complexity, but that of others coupled with yours that makes for an ever-present challenge. Our encouragement to you is to be conscious. Enter each interaction with open eyes open ears, and an open mind. Stay in it. Resist distraction. Give all to all in each encounter. The most effective leaders are consciously open. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.